The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power of Women, featuring your host, Pamela Varcone. Insights and interviews to make you believe that together we can do anything. You'll be inspired by what you hear in the next hour. Here's the host for Power of Women, Pamela Varcone.
Welcome to today's program. I'm Pamela Varcone, and joining me today is Mary McKay. Mary believes that each one of us has a story, and she thinks that whether you want to create a reputation as a public speaker or wow your boss at a next meeting, you can make money, leverage your knowledge, and improve your career by being a good speaker and perhaps even getting paid for it. Mary McKay, welcome to Power of Women.
Thank you, Pamela. I so appreciate you having me on.
Well, we are really looking forward to you delivering information and inspiration to our audience today to let them know how they can leverage their knowledge and their skills and their talents to do some public speaking. I am a public speaker, as most of our listeners know, and I think that this is a subject that really needs exploration. I run into so many women that come up to me after I've delivered a keynote speech or I've done a workshop who come up and say to me, gosh, I've always wanted to do what you do, but I just don't know how to get started. And how did you get started? And that is a lot of what you do, isn't it, Mary? You really help people sort through what they need to do to do speaking and maybe get paid for it.
Well, I do, and I spent the first 27 years in this industry, Pamela, actually booking speakers. And I've always had products and services that I offered to people that could kind of coach them, but it hasn't been until the last few months when I've decided to actually stop booking speakers so that I can focus full-time on teaching others exactly what to do.
Well, let's make sure that our audience knows, and we'll mention this several times so that if they miss it, they can get it. You have a website, and you have a special offer for our audience today.
Well, I do, and I think it's a great idea for any, and I'm not a speaker, by the way, but this is something, if we have speakers or people who want to speak on the line, it's a great idea when you speak to always offer something in writing, pass that out to your audience. So what I've done for the sake of this call today is I've discovered a way to get something in writing to our listeners. And so it's going to my website, turnkeyspeaker.com/powerofwomen. So this is something, Pam, that I set up just for this show because I'm reiterating the seven steps that are the really a quick start guide to starting your speaking business. So it's a reiteration of what we are going to cover in part anyway.
Well, that is so nice of you to prepare printed, written materials for our audience today. And again, that's turnkeyspeakers.com/powerofwomen.
That's almost right. It's Turnkey Speaker. That's the singular.
Okay.
TurnkeySpeaker.com/powerofwomen. Also, I'm offering a free 20-minute consultation, but you have to go there and sign up first.
Well,
so can't wait to share the information because I'm sure not all of our listeners are ever intending to speak. But, you know, it's so interesting, Pam, because a lot of people speak without realizing it, even within their own company.
I absolutely agree. I've talked to a lot of women who are, you know, climbing the corporate ladder or want to start their own business and don't understand that they're actually already doing public presentations in some way. Mary, tell us how you feel about that and how important it is and how maybe people can be more focused about that.
Well, I think one of the best groups in the world is joining Toastmasters. Because, you know, Toastmasters really isn't about monetizing your speaking talents, but it's about taking the fear out of a presentation, out of doing a presentation. And, you know, it may just be to your within your company. It may be there are women own who are directors of sales, and maybe they're just talking with a staff of 4 or 8 people or 15 or 50 or 100 people. But there's so much to be said for thoughtfully proceeding with how you're going to articulate your message so that people get it in a way that really brings value to the company and changes that bottom line, you know, either increases profits or decreases the pain, whatever challenges an organization might be experiencing. So there's so many people who are actually doing this. Even, I have to say, even for parents, you have to learn, you know, how to position yourself when you want to make a point to a child. If you know what direction they're going in, you know how you've got to position what you're going to say. So we do it in so many different forms without even being aware of it.
Absolutely. Anybody who has raised children, especially teenagers, has probably learned the art of negotiation pretty well. And it's really important how you present yourself and how you present your ideas is so important to our success in all aspects of life.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I know, Mary, that you have worked with absolutely some of the best when you were doing bookings. I mean, you've worked with Jack Canfield and names that many of us would recognize. What we want to make sure that people understand is that they were ordinary people once getting started, too, and that you may think that you don't have anything to say, but you can take your life experience, you can take your hobbies, you can take your passions, and you can turn this into extra income or a complete career, or you can just turn it into the ability to wow your boss and your coworkers.
Right, that's absolutely true. When I first started booking in 1982, I had the great, great fortune of starting with author and speaker Mark Victor Hansen, who later became the co-creator, along with Jack Canfield, of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. But, of course, when I started with him, thank goodness he said to me, Pamela, sit here, say this, do this. Literally, I mean, I had no idea what I was doing when I got into the business.
But well, we all started somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I had a special education background, so at least I knew how to approach people. I had some sort of idea of what teaching would be like, and that's why I like to refer to it, professional speaking, as teaching others what you know, because you may not think of yourself as a professional speaker, but I'll bet you teach somebody something, somebody how to do something. So I think it's a great idea to think of it in the broader aspect. And then, you know, if you ever choose to monetize it, which is what I help people do, then that's where the skill set is that I have now. It's teaching people who may want to be representing themselves, but they don't, you know, they don't know how to price themselves. They don't really know what they want their signature speech to be, but they have this flair for standing in front of a group, maybe less fear about it than the rest of most people do. So whatever the avenue is that you start speaking, I'm telling you, I am here to tell you that you can make money doing this.
I completely agree, and I think it's interesting because a lot of times I'll talk to women who say, oh, well, you know, I don't have any special talent or I don't have any special skill, and if I have the time after a speech when they come up to me and say these kinds of things to spend with them and delve into it, I guarantee you in 5 to 10 minutes I find something that they do that other people would be interested in hearing about.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody has a story, and everybody has something. I mean, even something you think of as perhaps a negative, even something, you know, tragic or bad that has happened in your life or to your family, sometimes you can be absolutely inspirational to other people in telling them how you survived that, how you got through it, what your coping mechanisms were.
That's right. And I think that is the beginning part of it, and the way that you make it especially effective to the needs of your audience is you attempt to marry your personal experience. You attempt to marry your personal experience to the needs of the audience. For instance, I just booked a talk yesterday. There are people saying, oh, the economy, you know, nobody's booking anything. Oh, yes, they are. And they're using generalists, but the best generalist, and that's the person I'm talking about who has a story and who creates value for himself in marrying his expertise and what his personal story was to the needs of the audience. So I booked Roger Crawford into the convocation for the beginning school year to a school district in Illinois, and that's just an opening, that's just a convocation meeting. But, you know, there's a good substantial fee in there, and he has a niche of educational audiences, you know, teachers, administrators, supervisors, that kind of thing. And so they are booking, but the ones I think that do it more frequently are the ones, of course, who've made a business out of this, who have created a niche for themselves, and who know exactly how to apply their personal experience to any particular audience.
Well, that triggers a couple of thoughts that we're going to want to talk about when we come back from break, because we want to talk about, you know, finding that niche and marketing yourself to that niche, and we also want to talk about some of the lessons, some of the 7 steps that you can share with our audience today. And before, as we go out to break, I'll go out to break with one of my favorite stories about exactly what we're talking about today. This woman came up to me after a speech and said, oh, you know, I enjoyed it so much, and I really always admired people who can do this because it's so hard for me to stand it. I could never do this. And I could just tell from the way she was kind of self-depreciating that she really did desperately want to do it and just wanted somebody to tell her, oh, yes, you can. So I spent a few minutes with her and trying to find, you know, what her skill set was, what she might be able to talk about, and it turned out she was an expert knitter to the point where she'd been knitting for years, and she actually had a little business going on where her things were so beautiful and so unusual that people would end up paying her. She didn't have a formal business, but people would pay her to do things for them, for Christmas presents and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know what? There are so many organizations out there. There are women's clubs. There are all sorts of, you know, mommy groups. There are lots of organizations that would love to hear about how you do this, would maybe even like to be taught the techniques that you use. There's would love to know how you can get a little business started like this. I said, you absolutely can do this. And she, to this day, has now got a website and is selling a lot of her knitting and is a very successful speaker on a kind of regional basis.
Great story.
So it can be done, and we are going to talk about some of those details when we come back. You are listening to Power of Women. This is Pamela Varcone, and we're talking today to Mary McKay. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
When your car starts to gasp and sputter, you take it in for a tune-up. But what about when you get tired and need help? Sounds like it's time for a life tune-up. Simple, straightforward advice and techniques to help inspire and guide you in weathering life's challenges and finding your true purpose. Each week, Lauren and Shore Slocum will give you the tools to tune up your life in a way that's easy and fun. Stop making excuses and live your life. Tune in to Life Tune-Ups, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and tune up your life today.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone, your host today, and joining me is Mary McKay, a speaker consultant and booking strategist. She has worked with some of the world's best speakers, and we are delighted to have her with us today to share her knowledge and information. Mary, welcome to the program again, and we went out on a segue about an experience that I had with a woman who didn't think she would be able to be a speaker, and you must have some very good stories after all your years in the business.
I do. They're so interesting, although I have to say I've never had a knitter. But one of the industries or niches, as we would call it, related to speakers is the financial services industry, and I've represented quite a few speakers who have that as a niche, and then other generalists who have had that, who have had speaking engagements in that field. But I think these transitions, I do have one story of a transition and how naturally it can begin. His name is David, and he was a 59-year-old divisional vice president with one of the largest and most renowned financial service providers in the world, and he told me that he was working harder and longer hours than ever before in his career, and I know from personal friends that that was the truth. And he traveled extensively, and he was heavily scheduled, and I'd say his salary was approximately $500,000 a year.
Wow.
Very, very successful, but he found himself in what was probably his professional peak. And so he was well invested, fully insured, you know, able to fund college education for his children, and relatively good health, although he was a little bit stressed. But he was barely making time to even play golf, which was his favorite thing to do. And he was trying. We had a conversation about how could he share his expertise without the management responsibilities that were coming along with his job. And in other words, his company was taking full advantage of his ability to speak and his natural talent to train others. But he was trying to think, well, how can I not throw the baby out with the bathwater, but start speaking outside of this company? So we talked about some ideas, and I was prompting him with some questions, and he said, well, I love to read, you know, and I love to read book summaries. I like to read the books. And I said, what about if you picked your top 10 favorite business books and you called the authors of each of those? I know that probably most of them would have granted him an interview. You record the interview, you turn it into a CD series, and I said, then even in your own company, which was Allianz, by the way, I bet every time you speak, if you happened to mention each time you speak that you have interviewed the top, your personal top 10 favorite business books, and that you're selling a little CD that day for $19.95 at the back of the room. People could buy it if they wanted to. I said, I bet you would sell out every single time. And he, as he left the meeting, that was what his intention was. Now, I don't know if he ever did that, but that was one first natural step that somebody could take in a purely organic way. You're not risking anything. You're not losing anything, but you're doing something a little different. And believe it or not, those kinds of steps can be a natural segue for you to go into calling other institutions and saying, you know, this is what my area of expertise is, and I've created some products, and I'd like to know if this is a subject you might be interested in.
Well, that is just fascinating. I mean, he was able to hold on to the $500,000 a year job and start to do an incremental step to take him towards really some individual freedom of his own and building a career. That's a really great example, Mary. You actually have a kind of a belief that experts like that fall into four broad categories. What are those categories?
Well, in other words, you can, let's say the first one, like we talked about earlier, are actually employees who speak within a particular company, maybe directors of training, HR personnel, sales directors, things like that. I mean, there are literally hundreds of thousands of individuals who teach right inside a company. Maybe they provide, you know, continuing education credit courses, might teach at community colleges or universities. So that's one category. Then, of course, now they're employees. Then they're individuals who have instant acclaim. Like, do you remember Pamela, the young man, who's practically a kid in my book, but Aaron Ralston, who was hiking his way through a 3-foot-wide section of Utah's Blue John Canyon?
Yes, yes.
2003. Remember, he had to amputate his own right arm with a pocket knife because it was like stuck under an 800-pound boulder.
Right.
And, well, the next year, he published his book. You know, people started booking him right away, but he published a book the next year called Between a Rock and a Hard Place, which was just a fabulous title. And now he's listed with many bureaus, and he's
$25,000. So, $25,000 per speech.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Right. And another, that's plus expenses, by the way. And another person, remember Randy Pausch, who wrote the last lecture?
Oh, yes. Oh, my heavens. What a tragic story that was.
Well, and look what a beautiful gift and legacy that he left, you know, because he wrote that book actually for his children because after he learned, for those of you who may not know, he died last summer from complications of pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
But he wanted to create something that would provide some kind of guidance for his children. So he started started speaking. And this thing, I mean, here he was a professor. Okay, yes, he knew how to stand up in front of a group, but he wasn't known as a professional speaker. And were he still around, it would have been a long, flourishing career because the principles he created in that little book mm-hmm. are applicable to anyone. Okay, so that's like individuals who have, you know, they've made the headlines, let's say, because of something that's happened to them, like you said earlier, it could be something tragic. And then a third category are individuals who have a particular profession, and they speak occasionally. One name comes to mind, Christiane Amanpour, you know, the journalist, yes. CNN correspondent and war mm-hmm. correspondent. She wasn't always a speaker, but because she's so interesting and her chosen field is so provocative, she gets 20,000 now. And then some of you may have read the books, you know, House of Spirits and The Sum of Our Days by Isabel Allende. Uh-huh. And she speaks. There's Diane Swonk, who's the world-renowned economist, so she's a business expert. So these are individuals who have this profession that they're known in, and they speak occasionally. And then the fourth and last category are people from all areas of expertise who speak full-time, and they have that as their primary source of income. And you mentioned Jack Canfield earlier. He's the author of Success Principles. He's also co-creator of the Chicken Soup of the Soul series, and he wrote a book called Instant Income with Janet Schweitzer as well. And, of course, another one, probably the oldest name in the business, the most well-established, has been Zig Ziglar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are basically the four categories. So I'd say everybody kind of, in one way or another, falls into one of those.
Right. Well, I think what I'd like to do, Mary, because we've thrown out some pretty hefty numbers there, 20 and 25,000, and as somebody who does speak as a good portion of my income, it's not, I also write, so it's not, speaking is not my total income, but those numbers of 20 and 25,000, you know, they make one's head spin. And I think what we need to do is let's bring that down to a level of our audience. And when they get started and when they start speaking on a local or regional level, let's talk very quickly because we're 2 minutes till break. What would be a reasonable type of fee for someone to ask to say, you know, speak to some sort of a, you know, regional organization for their, you know, monthly meeting, or to speak to a regional organization at an annual meeting? How would you go about pricing yourself? Because that, to me, is really a problem for anybody in the business, even those of us who do it regularly.
Well, it is a huge issue, and the quickest answer I can give you is that you need to price yourself based on your value in the marketplace. Okay, so like we're skipping a lot of steps in here, so just kind of hang with me for a second.
Well, maybe after break we'll come back then and talk about some of those steps.
Okay. Is it break time now?
Yeah, we've got one minute, and we do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to ask that caller to please hold till we get back from break. So 1 minute to talk about pricing.
Okay.
Do you have a concept about?
This is a very, very common question, and like I said, it really begins with your value in the marketplace. And every speaker, first of all, just let me say this real quick. I'll do this real quick. Speak for free, because those are your training wheels. Once you start getting spinoff business and referrals, you can go up from there. How much time do we have?
Okay. We have 15 seconds.
Okay. You know, while you're speaking for free, it's very important. You can do things like make sure you videotape the presentation, because that's going to be a great training tool.
Okay, so that's a really good thought. I'm going to jot that down so we can come back to that later in the program. This is Pamela Varcone, and you're listening to Power of Women. We'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Varcone at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Varcone.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Son, we gotta talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. This is Pamela Varcone, and we have got such a show for you today. Mary McKay is with us, and Mary is a highly regarded and very experienced speaker, consultant, and strategist. And we have got two phone calls lined up. We have got first Pam from California, and then we have Michelle from Louisville. Pam from California, we were able to get to talk to you during the break a little bit, and you are interested in speaking fees. Please tell us what you'd like to know.
Well, I've been speaking, but mostly for the company I work for, and I would like to speak for other organizations. What's a good beginning speaking fee?
Great question and perfect segue into where we left off at break. Mary, you're on.
Well, like we said right before break, this is a great timely call. Pam, thanks for calling. Price yourself based on your value in the marketplace. Well, let's say, like, you would be considered a new speaker. Now, you've not made the headlines the night before, like the young man who had to cut off his arm, and you're not a CEO, I'm assuming, of a Fortune 500 company. Is that correct, Pam?
That is correct.
Okay. So I would say that your speaking fee would be at a minimum of $2,500. Now, anything less than that shows that you're a rookie, which is fine, but just let me add to that.
It's really all about positioning yourself. And now with social media, you have to really be impeccable with your word, as Don Miguel Ruiz told us in the Four Agreements, because people can easily see if you posture in a way that makes people think you really know more than you do, you're easily busted because of social media. So if you are a rookie, I'd say speak for free and until you begin to get some referrals and some spinoff business. And then while you're speaking for free, it's very important to videotape your presentations. And if you're not able to get the meeting planner to do it for you, do it at your own expense, because it's a great training tool. Now, aside from that, a very, very common fee range is between $5,000 and $7,500, depending on your expertise and your experience. But remember, it always comes back to your specific value in the marketplace. It's a great idea if any of our listeners are able to go to a Speakers Bureau website, such as Leading Authorities Speakers Bureau. You'll find, for instance, that there's 7 CEOs in the fee range of $10,000 to $20,000. And there are 6 CEOs in the fee range of $20,000 to $30,000. There's 1 CEO that's over $75,000. I'm telling you this because, you know how if we're going to buy a new car, we go to the Bible, the Blue Book?
Yeah.
Okay? So you want to compare yourself to others the same year, make, model, and condition, for instance. And these variables would be things, Pam, like, are you published? Are you not? Do you have lots of past clients or just a few? Do you have lots of third-party endorsements? Are there lots of facts about yourself that would get the attention of meeting planners, like have you won any awards or how many engagements do you do per year, things like that? Some speakers have geographical parameters, like you might want to say, well, anybody within, say, a 100-mile radius, in other words, you don't have to drive or get on an airplane, I'll reduce my fee to half. So you might say, I'll do it for $750. But be consistent. Whatever fee you quote, be consistent. This is actually the subject of hours just by itself on pricing yourself. So I hope I haven't startled anyone into this, but there's so much to say about it, and I wouldn't want to hog the whole hour with this topic. So
well, Mary, you startled me because I realized I'm underpricing myself.
Oh, well, good.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, Pam,
well,
doesn't that sound good?
To you, Pam, that's calling in. We got 2 Pams going here. Pam, I would love to give you a free 20-minute consultation. If you'll just go to this website, you and I can hook up and we can talk more about it. It's turnkeyspeaker.com/powerofwomen. All you have to do is opt in. Just put your name and your email address, and you'll automatically get the quick start guide for beginning your speaking business, and you can sign up, give me a couple of times that you'd like to do a free 20-minute consultation. So,
thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for the call, Pam. We want to go to Michelle. She's been very patient on the line. We have Michelle, I think, from Louisville. Is that Louisville, Kentucky?
No, that's Louisville, Texas.
Louisville, Texas. Hello, Michelle. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, thanks. Mary, quick question for you. I'm a motivational speaker, and it's difficult right now to get those speaking engagements because of the economy. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Well, sure. The short answer to that, and thanks so much for calling, Michelle, is you have to position yourself to succeed. I can't stress this enough, because everything flows from your positioning. And it's true that there are fewer dollars for motivational speakers right now. Most of the motivational speakers are generalists. That means they speak in very broad terms, but just be aware that the more specific you are within one industry in terms of solving their challenges, okay, mirroring your competency to their challenges, the more specific you are, the more likely you're going to be hired. So you should know that there are plenty of motivational speakers that are being booked. No matter what you have heard about the economy, they are out there and they're being booked, just like this Roger Crawford one that I did yesterday.
but he's got a following in the education market. So the reason these talks, that he's invited to do these talks, is because he's got a primary target market. So you need to think about what is your primary target market, and who are you, and how are you working it, or are you staying in touch with the people in that market with updates for your offerings or new solutions or maybe even interesting blogs. I know, Pam, you have a lot of blogs, which that viral marketing is one of the best things that you can do because it shows your credibility and your authority.
Mary, I can't tell you how many times somebody who is thinking about booking me has logged on to my blog. It is one of the first things that people do when they're thinking about booking me. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I think it's so incredible because you have to position yourself in a way that does not leave anything to the imagination of a meeting planner. In other words, you want to spoon feed them. You want articles in their industry publications, either articles you've written or articles that have been written about you. You want to show and demonstrate your credibility. Don't expect them to make the leap, oh, well, she does this, and maybe she could do this. No, you tell them, these are the things that I do, and make it known through. You see, I think you have to actually make contact with the buyers in your target market. You got to pick up the phone. If you don't want to do it, you need to get somebody to pick up the phone for you. Don't depend just on the Internet. Social networking cannot generate paid speaking engagements just by itself unless you're famous, okay? But it can do a lot in terms of adding to your credibility.
So, you say you're a motivational speaker. Do you consider yourself a generalist, or do you have a niche? Michelle, are you still there? Oh, Michelle left us.
Oop, I'm sorry. Maybe I talked too long.
Oh, no, that's okay. A lot of people, once they ask their question or raise an issue, they hang up to be able to listen because it's easier to listen when they're off the line.
Okay. But know, Pam, that's very and I hope that Michelle is still listening, because most motivational speakers, and I have to tell you, that's a lot of who I work with, think if they just have a story and they tell their story, people are going to call them. No, no, no. You have got to make it valuable to every audience, and that's going to be different for every audience. If you've come up with, let's say, 10 principles for doing something, you've got your stories, your anecdotal stories under each of those principles. Those principles have got to be relevant to that industry or to that audience. You follow me, Pam?
Right. Okay. Or you, at least your stories do. Even if the principles are somewhat general principles that you live by, the stories by which you illustrate them have to apply to the industry.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I think that we've covered a lot of territory here, Mary, and I think that I hope the audience, quite frankly, has gotten as much from this conversation so far as I have. This has been a wonderful learning experience, actually, for me to have you on the program, because I'm getting all sorts of ideas. I've got a whole page of notes already from having listened to you from the last 45 minutes, and I'm so pleased that we had these two wonderful callers with really good questions on the line. When we come back, we talked about Mary's 7 or 8 points that she wanted to make, ideas about how to do this, and we'll kind of finish out the program with that, because we've not gotten to them before. This is Pamela Varcone. You are listening to Power of Women. We're on today with Mary McKay, and we're having a great program. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
These are not ordinary times, so why would you hire an ordinary speaker for your event or meeting? From motivational keynotes to stimulating workshops, international presenter Pamela Varcone is a recognized leader in the field of women's empowerment. Her insight and vision have inspired women to find their own unique brand of success, from America to Afghanistan to Australia. Pam's style, wit, and no-nonsense approach to achieving personal and organizational goals will bring your audiences to their feet while driving home the message that we're each responsible for our own outcomes. No fairy tales and no excuses. Clients from the healthcare industry to government agencies to nonprofits have benefited from Pam's extensive experience in providing women with the tools they need to succeed. As the founder of Power of Women, Pam knows what it takes for women to achieve their full potential. For your next event, contact Pamela Barconi at powerofwomen.net. Give your organization the power of Pamela Barconi.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Power of Women with Pamela Barconi. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Pamela at powerofwomen.net. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Power of Women. We are having a fabulous, informative show today with Mary McKay, a very well-known speaker, strategist, and consultant. Mary, we are so pleased to have you with us today. I want to get right back to it because this is our last segment of the show, and I want to make sure our audience gets as much value as possible. Please tell them once again about the Quick Start Guide that you are offering for free on your website to our listeners.
Okay, great. You just go to turnkeyspeaker.com/powerofwomen. I set it up just for your show, listeners, Pam, and you can get this guide just by putting your name and your email address in there, and you also get a free 20-minute consultation with me. Now, so I've shifted in the last few months from rather than giving people fish to eat, teaching people how to fish. So this is this 20 minutes is you and me one-on-one to talk about, sort of give you a diagnosis of what you might want to shift. So this quick start guide is 7 really easy steps. Do I have time to go over those?
You do. I think that would be very beneficial for our audience to just have kind of a bullet-pointed version of those.
Okay, super. First one is you have to start, don't roll your eyes now. You have got to start with identifying your core competencies. Now, this is really critical because these are the things that you have to do to get to the top of your profession. You're going to write a list. You're going to make it as long as you can. Now, these are things like maybe it's working with difficult people. Maybe it's your communication skills. This is a list of everything that you think you are the best at, okay? It might be negotiating. It might be, you know, something in the legal field, such as patents. anything that you do very well, your core competencies. Now, the reason you want to start with that is because there's really two major reasons that an organization is going to hire any speaker. It's facts, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Third-party endorsements, that's two. Okay? So having said that, that takes us to the second tip, the second step, I should say. The first one is identify your core competencies. The second one is create a list of facts about yourself. Now, these are facts that distinguish you from and your expertise from anyone else. It might be things like, let's say you're the senior VP overseeing 55 managers, or you supervise a staff of 15 regional sales directors, or let's say you rank number 5 among top producers in a real estate company, or maybe you've written a book, or you've gotten an industry award. So it's the facts about yourself. Now, in the third step, you want to gather any third-party endorsements. In other words, who are your champions in the field? Like, who do you know that's going to vouch for your competency or your effectiveness or your skill set or your ability to teach others, or somebody who knows about your rank within a particular field? Those things are what we call third-party endorsements. Remember, you get hired for two reasons, facts and third-party endorsements. That's why when you're reaching out to your buyer, you don't ever say something like, oh, she's a great speaker, and God forbid you use the word awesome. Don't use anything like that that's subjective. You want to lead with facts and third-party endorsements, okay? So you got to make a list of those. Fourth thing, you with me, Pam?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm taking it all down.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to rush to get through it here. So the fourth thing is you want to compose a list of major turning points in your life. Now, this is the subject of another hour, but we don't have that time. But there are things beginning with your first memory, probably somewhere around age 3, and I learned this from the fabulous Juan L. Teague, who does these intensives with as a coach for speakers, turning points in your life to help you become who you are. Like, what experiences did you have that were unique to you that helped you form who you are today? Now, you're ultimately going to use those as your personal stories, okay? They're used primarily to entertain, but they can reinforce points, too. An example is, anybody see the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Right.
Or read Leonardo DiCaprio? That is from a book that was written 30 years ago by Frank Abagnale. And remember, he was the one that successfully impersonated an airline pilot and Brigham Young University
right,
professor.
Right, right.
Blah, blah. Okay. So those experiences he had from being a teenager, after his parents divorced him, running away from home, et cetera, those were turning points that affected him. Now, we might not have all had that kind of high drama, but you've got him in there, trust me. Fifth thing is you want to write a unique selling proposition. Now, this is your I am, I do statement. This is two sentences. Now, I'll give an example. When you're introducing yourself, like, I was at a meeting not too long ago, and a woman stood up and she said, the speaker said, what do you do? And she said, I'm in risk management. Well, that's so ho-hum. I mean, how's anybody even going to know what to say after that? But if she had introduced herself as, I protect 265 million in assets from a major consumer goods company, oh well, you know, look at the difference in how you introduce yourself. So these are two sentences that you need to write that are a clear and concise statement. Like if I introduce myself at a meeting, I have to stand up. I have a script. It's two sentences. It's, I'm a booking strategist for top producers, experts, authors, and leaders who want to secure paid speaking engagements. That's the first sentence. Second sentence is, I systematize the booking process to uniquely position the speaker, optimize the appearance, generate referrals, enable more revenue potential through product sales. Now, I put that in my signature on my emails. I put it on the back of my business card. That way, I can't tell you, Pam, how many business cards do you have stuck in your purse or in that desk drawer where you look at it and you go, where is it? What does this person do? When did I meet her? How did I get this card? Because the card's like got her name and
and contact info on it, but it doesn't tell you who she is.
Right, and it doesn't tell you what the person does. That's a really good tip. Mary, we are down to literally the final minute and 30 seconds, and we're only half, so can you just bullet point the remaining tips for us?
Sure. The sixth one is identify your target market, and the seventh one is formulate your signature speech.
Okay, so you really do think that even if you consider yourself kind of a generalist, you should focus on market yourself to a target audience and focus on them first. And then what was the last one?
Formulate your signature speech.
Okay, so everyone should have a signature speech that they can then build off of and spin off of and customize.
Right, and if just for a real quick tip, like sort of an insider tip here, you know, in the back of every O magazine, Oprah's magazine, it says, "What I know for sure."
Well, yes.
Imagine if she put 10 of those things together. That's the foundation of a signature speech, so everybody listening can do that.
Absolutely. Okay, Mary, you have got a wonderful offer for our audience. The last 15 seconds, let's go out with that. They should do what?
Go to turnkeyspeaker.com/powerofwomen and sign up for your free consultation and your free report, those seven tips I just gave you.
Mary McKay, you have been absolutely wonderful. This has been a great show. Thank you so much. You are listening to Power of Women. I'm Pamela Varcone. Please join us next Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you again for joining us on Power of Women with Pamela Varcone. Please tune in again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it a powerful week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.